Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Visit blackoutx.com/Doug for your special offer.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition. That's how we say it in the South. It's another edition of Doug Getting Doug with High. I say it correctly, accidentally, or incorrectly, on purpose. Two very funny guys sitting here with me today. I've been trying to get both of them for a while, not only because they're hilarious comedians, but also because neither one of them claims to smoke much pot. So we're going to see what happens when we make you smoke a ton of pot.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's Matt Bronger and Jim Jeffries, everybody. It's probably 1,000 or more people watching us live right now. And about 100,000 people will see it eventually.
Okay.
That's in good. The archives. Yeah, so... thank you guys for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being. In a few minutes, we will we'll start smoking. We start right at 4:20, and then we go straight through for about 40 minutes.
I've never understood the 4:20 thing. What is it?
It's Hitler's birthday.
Hitler's birthday.
Is it really?
Columbine. Yeah, a bunch of great stuff.
But
I thought there was something. There was some reason, like the Cheech and Chong did something or something.
Not them, but kids in the Bay Area of California started the phrase by it meant let's meet after school and smoke weed. See you at 4:20 meant, you know, that's.
In Australia, we finished school at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, whatever school they were going to, these kids, I think, were in detention.
Yeah. No, they were in detention.
They're in detention, so you couldn't get to the backstop or wherever they smoked until 4:20. Yeah, they were called the Waldos.
Why don't they just act like good kids and smoke at 3:15?
Right?
Yeah, not get in trouble.
I don't know why potheads would get in trouble.
But like a lot of criminals, they met in prison. You know what I mean? They met in detention, and then, you know, that's how you connect.
It happens. You
know, mellow criminals.
What was I going to ask you guys? Oh, so since you're not big pot smokers, how much experience have you had with vaporizing and these newfangled vapor pens?
The cigarette ones I've done.
Yeah. E-cigs.
I've had a good amount the last couple of months. Yeah, because I've had a lot of pothead maniac friends that were just like, this is... My friend would... Can I see that?
Sure.
Everyone would go, like, see what this is? This is how we're going to smoke weed the rest of our lives.
Yes.
Super intense, guys.
The future is in my hands now.
Yeah,
it's very exciting, and they keep making them better and better. And Blackout X, which is a sponsor on the show, they've really knocked it out of the park because, you know, we try all sorts of different things on the show, and with a lot of these pens, when you try to hit them, they don't work, or there's a button that you have to press and a bunch of baloney. But this is just disposable.
Yeah, that button hit it really fucked you up, didn't it?
That
button could take a lot of your day up.
Yeah, we gotta find it.
Yeah.
There's some where you have to hit it a certain number of times.
Yeah, the e-cigs where you gotta hit it to turn it on 5 times. Click, 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 click.
And three click. Wait, 2 clicks is a bomb.
Yeah.
3 clicks.
So these are the only refillable disposables on the market, and we actually have one for each of you that you get to keep and use.
Check it out, Mom.
Is it already filled with anything?
It's already got some stuff in there. We already put some Fire OG soft wax in there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and just so people know, to put it when you buy these, to put it in, you just pull the top out like that and just put it in there. Oh, it's $4.19.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jim, you like pinball.
I love pinballs. That's my phone number. That's not my thing. I was getting excited.
No, it doesn't mean pinball. It means about to smoke weed. And then maybe pinball later. But, yeah, you just put the wax or the oil right in there and then slide this baby back in. And you're good to go. And it.
I think that's mine's up and running,
about 300 puffs. It should be, yeah.
Yeah, good to go?
Cheers.
I'm already useless.
Try it, fellas. BlackoutX.com/Doug.
This is how I'm going to be smoking pot until I die.
This week offer is three pens for $30 and free shipping and a free gift. Yeah. And when you say gift, that could be anything.
It could be anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Just depends if like a bunch of potheads are running this.
Yeah.
Just get like an old stuffed animal in the mail or a tire.
I bet you it'll be a good gift. And also don't forget to order these fast because every time we mention it on the show, they sell out rather quickly. So get on it and get yours.
Why don't they make more?
That's the, I think the plan.
The business model is flawed.
Eternal question.
Yeah, I asked the same question, but they're going to make more. I think it's not as much that their business model is flawed as that they just didn't anticipate that a show like this would just, you know, rocket them out the door.
Or exist.
Or exist, yeah.
You know, or it's possible.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think when I've been drunk, I've hit one of these like way too many times and just all of a sudden just, you know, stuttering
much.
Mess. Yeah.
Yeah. But these are really cool.
It is.
I like them.
And laps.
You seem happy.
I'm all right.
Yeah. But you're really going to have these from now on? Like it's made you more into smoking? Now
I'll tell you in 20 minutes. I like the easiness of it. I don't understand. This is what I don't understand about weed is I understand that. Right? Mm-hmm. And then when you start going pollen, then yeah. You have lost me. Even hash, slightly. I understand what hash is and I've smoked it. Mm. I would never know how to make it.
No.
Or what the process is.
Yeah, well, fortunately, you don't need to know that.
Well, I get lost when people make edibles.
And
if people make edibles and they go, you got to put it in the butter, and then the butter goes, renders down or something like that. And you're like, that seems like a lot of fucking work. Couldn't I just mix it in the pot with the mixture?
Right.
Yeah.
And have little specks of like weed through it.
A bag of like herbs for soup.
Yeah.
Just throw it in there.
Why couldn't you do that?
That seems might be like, kind of unpleasant to eat.
Well, that's what happened in Stir Crazy.
But then you take it out before
it's when Richard Pryor had a bag of weed and the lady
just threw it in the food.
The lady found it and went,
didn't open the bag.
Herbs, or herbs as you people call it. You missed the H.
What do you mean you people?
You make
it weird right off.
You heard me.
Yes, white people
so
call
she
it
threw,
herbs.
She threw them in just thinking this didn't test which herb it could be and it was out of a stranger's bag and then all the people at the dinner party got stoned.
Mm-hmm.
Classic comedy.
Okay.
I would argue the best Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor movie.
I would not argue against you. Absolutely. Yeah, Sir Crazy?
I like Silver Streak.
Mm.
Good.
Yeah, well, that's sort of the movie that gave him the idea to make them buddies in movies for a while, yeah.
I like The Toy. It was my favorite Richard Pryor film from when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're watching it, and it's a little bit slavey.
Yeah, it's real bad. Yeah, you can tell he was like really on a lot of coke. Where he's like,
super slavey.
The kid from
he
The
buys
Toy.
Me? How much money am I making?
Went into porn.
Yeah, and that's the same kid who got his tongue stuck to the pole in Christmas Story.
The same kid. Mm-hmm. You know, it's good stuff.
Follow your dreams, guys.
Yeah, follow your dreams. White Widow is the sativa that we'll be smoking today out of all of these various pipes that are here on the table and this nice bong here on the floor, our floor bong. And Leafly is a site where people review marijuana strains, and they say that White Widow... Somebody wrote, it's primarily a euphoric, physically energetic sensation coupled with a good deal of friskiness. So I don't know if we should be smoking that. I don't think any of us need to get aroused during the show. But it also says, another person wrote, feels a bit like having soda in your brain.
Oh.
Yeah. So, except for this one.
Where does someone get a reference point on that?
Yeah, exactly.
Remember that time I had soda in my brain?
Yeah, well, you laid in your side and you poured a whole bottle of RC down your ear.
Just like that.
Crazy.
But that's just RC in your ear, isn't it? Like, stuff you pour in your ear doesn't go to your brain.
Doesn't?
It would eventually.
How would it get there?
What you're saying, is the skull, there's a hole in the skull in the side here, isn't there?
That's your ear.
Yeah, no. No, but there's the ear, but I'm saying in the actual bone... There's a hole, right?
Yeah,
It goes all the way through. It's not like just the ear bits here and it resonates around your face.
It goes to where? So your brain is just on the inside going, give me sounds and I will deal with them.
It eventually would reach your brain. I'm sure if you poured liquid into your ear, it would reach your brain.
At least some of it,
right?
Surely.
Wouldn't we all have, from swimming and stuff, wouldn't we all have
I think when you have water
brains?
When you have water going up your nose.
Water on the brain?
When it goes up your nose, it goes to your brain, right? Or is your brain in its own thing?
I don't know who you're asking.
Is there,
there's channels.
Is there an inner shell
Lord Jesus?
The brain?
Lord Jesus, is there a...
Like, I know that your throat's disconnected, but everything from here up is just all floating around, right?
Yeah.
There's
holes, you know. I mean, your hair goes into your brain. So there's, you know, there's...
No, it would never reach past the skin.
It goes through the skull.
It doesn't get through the skull.
Tiny holes. You won't get soda through those holes, tell you that. But, yeah, there's always, you know...
I just get high connectors. And try not to worry about that stuff.
Yeah, you're right. Went down a real rabbit hole there.
Seems
yeah.
to all work, you know.
If movies I've have never... taught me anything, this is the type of conversation you people have.
Again, with the you people. You're lumping him in like he's a big pot smoker.
No, I was talking about Americans.
Oh, Americans.
Americans.
Yeah.
Please, gentlemen, pick a pipe and enjoy a little bit of that sativa. We're going to need a review from you at the end of the show.
Okay.
They can maybe put on Leafly.
Thanks.
And then in this big, huge bubble pipe that's difficult to clear... We have today's Indica, which is Tahoe OG.
And it tickles your throat, doesn't it?
Yep.
Someone said about this Tahoe OG that it feels like your brain is being massaged by some ethereal goddess. So again, the soda guy, the goddess guy, both these people, how do they know this? How do they experience it the first time? Seems like a bill of goods. But... how does that taste to you guys? Is it all right?
See, this is...
Tastes like pot.
This is why I'm vapor guy from now on. Yeah. This is how we smoke every day. Because it does. It hurts the back of your throat. Yeah. I haven't done a bong hit since high school. This is going to be ridiculous. I'm going to die.
We'll die together.
I don't think he'll die, but, you know...
I'll be uncomfortable.
Yeah. I just... I should not have ridden my motorcycle here.
That's good. It's either of these.
That was for me to laugh at.
That was good.
Weird thing that you can't.
I did laugh because I was like, "We sent a car for you." I was there when they made the call.
You're
like,
lying.
Like I just saw right through.
My driver just looked like a guy. You didn't have that driver.
Yeah,
mine was just kind of a dude too. Yeah, and mine, I had to put the suitcase just, in
wearing,
the back.
He's wearing a plaid shirt and jeans. Like, I'm like, I don't know if I should get it.
That wasn't your driver.
Do you ever have that driver? Okay, you're doing a gig in Denver or something like that. It doesn't matter. Anywhere that's not here. And you get picked up by a guy who's like 90. Maybe like that 85-year-old guy. And you bring your bag out. And don't worry, I'll get it. And you see him just fucking rocking back. And you're just standing there like a cunt going, oh, I'm going to make him do it, but I'm going to feel bad.
Well, I had the guy that's just like, no. I got it.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't. You really don't. Just let me help you.
That's a bag filled with DVDs. You know how fucking heavy that
record
is.
Albums in there. You know how heavy that thing is?
Yeah.
Monday night, July 14th, Getting Dug with High live at Largo. It's going to be the last one, honestly, for a while because of reasons I don't want to get into, but we won't do another one until like November. So definitely go to LA, Largo LA, largo-la.com for tickets. We can put that up on the screen, right? Also, there's going to be a commercial coming up for this as well. Now, Matt, you said specifically that you would rather be in the studio and get high than get high at Largo with a bunch of people and a whole audience.
I feel like I'd rather do this first and then do that.
What's the difference, you think?
I don't know. Whatever's in my head, you know?
And like,
I've done a couple shows where I've gotten high in front of an audience, but I always have that freedom to just wander around. You know what I mean? Like you do when you're doing stand-up.
Sure.
But where everyone's just sitting, I feel like I might just get antsy, and then I'd get distracting, just wandering around, going through the audience and sitting with them and stuff.
You know, that would be interesting. Okay. I mean, going through the audience would be tough because our cameras can't point at that. But walking around on stage, you could do that.
Okay.
We've had, you know, people have brought dogs that went crazy.
Whoa. That sounds unpleasant.
Steve Agee didn't like his chair, went off backstage and came back with it. Like he found a beanbag somewhere or something, and he sat on that.
Steve Agee made a beanbag appear.
Yeah. He that guy, you know, look at him. He knows where the beanbags are.
I did a
Those
gig
are comfortable
in,
chair for giant sleepy people.
I did a gig in Vegas 3 weeks ago. It was the first time I've taken mushrooms in a long time. And have you ever done the photos with people afterwards on mushrooms? Like I've done a lot of gigs. I've done a lot of gigs on stage where I've been on drugs. Where I was like, all right, keep this together. You're people that notice. What are you going to do? But then when it's like everyone's like, I just loved your TV show. And you're like, and then you have to hug them all. And like, oh, that's way more awkward than a gig.
Yeah,
that's why I understand why you wouldn't want to be in there.
Wow. So you did a show on mushrooms.
I did. No, what happened was, I did the show in Vegas, and as soon as I got off stage, we had a bag of mushrooms, and I ate them right away. Right. By the time I got to the end of the line of people who were buying DVDs,
they kicked in, right.
And they kicked in, and then it was a bad moment to be kicked in. Being held by strangers was...
Oh, that didn't comfort you at all.
No, it didn't comfort. And this is the weird thing. I've got on the phone. So after... Okay, show up the gig. We're in the joint in the Hard Rock, right? And my start time's 8, and they go, you have to be off stage by 9:30. And I'm like, with a support actor, that's not a big gig, you know. I said, come on, I can do a bit. And they go, there's a band on after you. You have to be off stage by 9:30. And I got a little bit arrogant. I said, look, people are paying like $50 to see me. I'm not giving them just an hour and a half with a support actor and a thing. I said, some fucking late night band, they can wait an extra half hour. And they went, it's Guns N' Roses. And I went, oh, right, it's Guns N' Roses, right?
Weird that they just say a band is going on. Drop GNR every fucking time.
Yeah, I didn't find that.
Buckethead is going to be here.
The Buckethead?
Yes.
We ended up in Axl Rose's room afterwards. This is how exciting it got.
What happened there?
Well, Axl Rose, because I started going on stage going, I said, I'm going to run a little bit later. Fuck Axl Rose. He's always made me wait for a gig. You know what I mean? Which is a thing, right? So then I meet Axl Rose, and Axl Rose is like, it's been really overblown by the media how many times that I actually come on late. And you're like, oh, he's as insecure as I am.
And they told him, you said that.
Yeah, no, I think he was in the audience at my gig because he was already...
Okay.
When you show up 4 hours late once, the media overblowing it doesn't really have anything to do with the fact that you made everybody wait 4 hours. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I was talking 10 minutes.
Who can do that? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He made people wait 4 hours, so they're not really overblowing anything. He made people wait 4 hours.
It's that thing about gigs, though. Like, I have 1 in 50 gigs. Maybe less. About 1 in every 100 gigs. It happens maybe once or twice a year. I have that gig where I go, well, you can all fuck off, and I storm off with my hands and in the air, and I last 10 minutes. I do it twice a year. It's right.
Real quick, though, why did you just...
Is that because you, like, have a breakdown, or because you're
just
playing?
If they're just yelling out shit, or they were requesting old jokes or something, and I just lose my shit, and I'm having a bad day, I lose my temper, and I don't mean to do it, but it's only happened maybe 6 or 8 times, maybe. Yeah. So it's less than once a year, I think. I would hate for my whole career to be measured on those 8 gigs rather than the 3,000 where I didn't storm off and have a hissy fit. So I think that's what he meant. He's like,
he's shut up
4 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, really late, though.
Yeah, like 2 hours. That's so true.
You know, the kind of late that if I showed up that late, there would be an empty club and people saying, oh, yeah, everybody left because you know, you weren't here.
Yeah, but imagine if you had the power that they'd all stay.
Something, but it's about musicians.
Insane.
It's about musicians.
Yeah. Backstage.
If you were just sitting up in your hotel room in the casino and downstairs the show's going on, you're like, I'm going to finish this fucking movie.
Deck of cards.
Chappelle has his opener go on for as long as Chappelle feels like needs to happen.
Ready. When we did it, I opened for him in Just for Laughs, me and Hannibal Burris, and it was me. Well, the DJ played music for like an hour.
I have a similar story.
And then it was Hannibal. And then it was, then it was me. Then it was Hannibal. And then he's like, you're coming out in a minute. And then more music. And then he went on.
This is what happened.
He has a DJ on stage. Wherever city he goes to has a DJ playing.
This is the Oddball Comedy Festival.
I'm sorry, I was talking like comedy club style.
No, this is the Oddball.
I've done 45 minutes opening for him.
Oh, shit.
Okay, where you don't know if it's going to be 10 or an hour at when you start.
Well, at Oddball, it would go all the acts, me, Interval, Fly the Conchords, another break, and the curtain went up. Right, so they could see his shadow as he stood out there, and then a DJ playing for, I'm talking 35 minutes, just going, Dave Chappelle, like that. Right? And everyone's like, yeah. And it's like he's waiting for him to lose interest. Like,
I'll go out there right when they don't give a fuck anymore. Yeah.
There's something bold about that.
Yeah. All right. We'll do a 4-hour show today and see who sticks around. We'll be right back.
Hello. Simply put, there are just too many videos on our website. That's why we're going to permanently delete all videos from YouTube and start fresh with Jash. So who is Jash?
This is actually four comments. These are all four comments hybridized together to really inspire this song. So let's take a listen and see what that sounds like. We like to mix it up, literally. Here we go.
Bear with the blue for fishing sport. Blue Fort waiting out back. I got a high school
What were we talking about? Like, we didn't even get into high history yet, which is where we ask you guys, like, you know, how you got started. We know you're both not that super potty, but, like, what was your first time, Matt?
I was 9 years old. I was in fourth grade. And I didn't keep going from there.
That's probably why it didn't take.
Yeah.
You tried it too young.
It was fun, though. I had a good time.
Oh, that's good.
I feel like when you get stoned, you already have like a childlike mind, you know,
sure.
A lot of ways. So yeah,
wondering about pouring stuff in your ear and if it gets to your brain or not.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you know, you like want to run around in a park in the rain and shit like that.
We had a couple of weeks ago, we had Will Anderson on, you know, that dude.
Hi,
right?
William.
Yeah. Yeah. And, there was a big news story in Australia that he came on the internet here. Everywhere, really, and smoked weed. Like it was like
he's a big celebrity in Australia.
Yeah. But it was shocking. Like
he's got a very mainstream crowd. That boy, he's on a lot of TV shows and stuff.
But
like
he explained
that.
It was for medicine. That's how he started is because he has bad hips and he was using it for pain relief and still does. Mm. But when did you first? What was your first crack at it?
I would have been 16. I would have been at a party, as he said, didn't take, and then I picked it up again at about 24. Was the first time I started smoking on a daily basis. And that's because I was living with two comedians. I don't think them one, Jason John Whitehead and Steve Hughes. And we were taking a lot of drugs in that house. And when the cocaine ran out, you'd have to...
You have to settle for something.
No, I have to do something. And so I got back into it. But it's never been my drug of choice. I've never really enjoyed it that much.
All right. But you're feeling good right now, you think?
I'm nervous right now. I'm worried about the things I just said.
Really? Yeah. Why? What bad stuff did you just say?
I don't know.
I think it was all right. So did I. Yeah. Reach that self-conscious level of stuff.
Yeah, like is my mom going to watch this? And I've just said I take cocaine. And then I think I mentioned taking cocaine in my stand-up.
Yeah.
So
does your mom watch that?
She does.
Yeah, there you go.
So she must know something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I still would deny it to her if she asked. Even if I say it, like, if she's watching this right now and my mother said, did you take cocaine? I would still deny it to her, even after all that. I was just trying to act tough in front of you.
Yeah, you're high. Just thought it would be cool to say that you're
when did you deny it? If your mom asked you, you just deny it. It doesn't matter how old you get.
My parents were real progressive growing up, you know. So they kind of just had friends. They were teachers in the 70s. So they had friends that did drugs and stuff, and they both smoked weed.
Is that synonymous with the teachers?
Oh, yeah.
Because my mother's a teacher, and I can't imagine her and any of her friends smoking pot.
Yeah, a lot of teachers are kind of stiff-up type.
Maybe that's just the scene I saw when I was a kid, man.
Right.
I feel like all those, they were all swimming in the pool and shit.
Yeah, all these fucking crazy teachers.
2,175 people watching us right now.
All right.
Watching us get high.
200? 2,000?
2,000. And some people write in questions on Twitter for us. This one seems kind of generic, but I'll throw it out there and see if you guys have a good answer. Stefan Wolf wants to know, my girlfriend needs a topic for a research paper due tomorrow. Mm. Any suggestions? A topic for a research paper.
What we really need to know is what she's studying.
Yeah, what's the class?
Yeah, because otherwise I'm
all right,
just gonna...
tweet us again, Stefan Wolf, what your class is, what class she's writing the paper for. All right, this one you guys can't, you got to answer this one.
Okay.
Tyrell_Lovell wants to know, best place you've ever smoked? Best place. I'm going to have a hard time thinking of an answer for that one. But I know there's got to be a good one.
See, there's two levels. There's two levels. Best places in, like, there was the beautiful scenery and I was in the middle of the desert. Is that the best place? Or best place because of the company you were spending it with?
I think it's up to you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. That helped me to decide. The one time I went to Australia, quite randomly, I ended up smoking weed in a hotel room with Peter Fonda.
All right.
So weird. Maybe not the, like you said, not the best view.
Peter Fonda
dicking around on a guitar, but
I mean, just not a sunset. You know?
That's pretty cool.
But it was still like
it's really just, cool.
Yeah, he was there doing Ghost Rider, I think. And I recognized
him. Ghost Rider?
No, I was just there doing a comedy, stand-up comedy thing.
Ghost Rider?
Nicolas Cage.
But Henry Fonda. Did you mean Easy Rider?
Peter Fonda. And sure, yeah, he's an Easy Rider.
Yeah.
But he was filming Ghost Rider.
But he played a role in
the recent movie Ghost Rider.
He was filming it in
Australia.
Okay.
It was like Easy Rider.
I don't know where I lost you.
Oh, well, if it's funny,
it is funny that he only does movies with Rider in the title. That's in his Rider.
Mick Jones from The Clash.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a really good one.
Yeah, I smoke weed with Mick Jones.
We always ask who the most famous person you smoked with is, and that's you'd say him probably.
The best place was I hosted an award show here in LA for British television, and so it was just a fucking cool day. And I was in the toilet taking drugs with a few people, and we hear like a bang on the door. And there was one very famous, I don't want to say people's names, but one very famous person went, fucking Ron Jeremy, let him in. And that was the first time I met Ron Jeremy. Now, you as comedians know he hangs around the clubs a little bit and he's a very easy guy
to
meet.
I've seen him once in a while, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a great meeting to be doing drugs and have Ron Jeremy burst in.
That's hilarious. So random. Like he threw a dart at a poster full of famous faces.
Anyway, that's the night I smoked weed with Mick Jones.
That's awesome. And Matt, do you have one? Do you have a good one? Place or person?
Mm.
Either one. Or thing, best thing you've ever smoked with?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh.
That's a place.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. Just, you know what? My favorite off the top of my head, my friend Larry in college, who is a buddy of mine, the giant afro, and was really into lifting weights. So he looked like a cartoon. We're stoned. And then Blues Brothers comes on TV. He's never seen it. And I go, you've never seen this? And he goes, no, man. And I'm like, we're watching this right now. And he's like, well, all right. And he pulls out a shoebox full of candy and just puts it on the coffee table. That was amazing. It's nobody famous.
Yeah,
it's not a sunset. Good. But it was a fucking great time.
Shoebox full of candy.
Yeah, just out of nowhere.
Weird place to put candy.
The candy was wrapped. It wasn't just loose and globby balls in the shoebox.
Oh, no, that is a beautiful place.
Gabe, what's this really called? This
the
pipe?
Greenwich Village?
The Greenwich Village is the official name of this pipe from a place called Chameleon Glass. But we've been calling it the Wonka pipe because it's got a Willy Wonka vibe. Could you want to try it?
What's in it?
Weed.
What?
Yeah.
What
it's
kind?
Still a sativa.
Okay.
I'm not going to make you do indica because you guys...
Oh, no.
That's just a bad idea.
I'd be like a puddle yelling things.
The angry little puddle.
I don't know whether I should have done
from
this.
From Pixar.
This isn't the best move.
My shirt is Dropkick Murphys for people that are asking, specifically Morgan Pupkin. And what's on your hat, Jim? Or Oregon something?
Swatch out.
Squatch out for Sas. It's a Sasquatch thing. I feel like the evil pot dealer pusher. Now I've got you. A couple of idiots now.
Yeah. We're in dropster camp.
Trapped in my basement. Put the lotion in the basket.
Oh. I'm fucking dying.
What do you need? Some water?
I've got water.
Oh. This is awesome.
Everybody does this, right? They just kind of zone out.
And zoning just out. Shut up for a good coughing. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's human nature, you know? I mean, not human nature, but.
That's a good song.
It's a human reaction. Yeah, we should do an episode with robots. See if I can keep up with robots.
Weed inhaling robots?
But yeah, you know, they say about the coughing that's really going to, you're going to be really high now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So hopefully it was worth it.
Right, next.
How's your TV show going?
It's been canceled.
Please. Oh, okay. See, it's like I'll get him really high and then ask him about it.
But
it didn't get like one of those big, the cancellation didn't get a lot of attention. Like they didn't make a big deal out of it.
No, but the actual show got very little attention.
Well, the move to FXX. Let's talk to Matt about his very popular show Up All Night, where he plays the neighbor of.
Also canceled.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
But so long ago. That's been a while.
Yeah.
I really want to know what was up with Legit because I saw some of it and it's very funny. And
I can't answer questions. And they put it on 2 minutes.
And they put it on FXX, which is like the same thing happened to Kamau Bell's show. Like it was on there for a while and then they got rid of it entirely. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't you get to come back to the, you know, the main network and give that one more try before giving up?
Give it the test.
Oh, I agree.
You know, start stuff out at FXX. If people like it, move it up to the big leagues.
Right.
But once something's been on FX, I don't know why they think that's a smart move to put it on that other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. But when it happened, I said I was very happy about the move and looking forward to working with this new station. You know, I lied about my excitement.
Yeah. What are you going
to
do?
This is great. I'm being moved to where I'll probably be canceled. Yeah, no, I...
Yeah. What's he going to do?
I acted like I was happy.
Yeah, it's kind of either that or you're on the news like, yeah, I mean, I don't want to talk about it, which means I hate this move, or you just yell, I hate this move.
Yeah, you got to promote the thing.
So which one was Up All Night?
Let's try. That was where Will Arnett and Christina Applegate are new parents, and so they were up all night with the baby. And
it's about parents that still want to party.
And you
still want to party, yeah.
I was the asshole Ned Flanders, as I called him. Yeah, I would just come, I was that guy who was just like, you have kids, I have kids. We're best friends. And you look at this guy like, no, man. Like, I just met you. Like, get out of my house. And I judged everybody. It was fun.
Yeah. Well, that was, you know, I don't know why they moved it to NBCC and played it there for a long time. That seems like a silly move. You guys want to do some pot topics?
Sure.
Pot topic.
All right. Jim coughed and he missed it. Can you play it again?
Hot topic.
It's like Hot Pockets.
Yep. That's why I wanted you to hear it. Good. I thought you'd have very fun good with that. Washington State, you guys. History was made yesterday in Washington State because the launch of legal marijuana sales started statewide. I think there's like only one place in Seattle, and maybe six in the entire state. So it wasn't like as big a launch as Colorado, but bottom line is it's happening. Washington is a little not ready for it in terms of how much weed they have ready to sell because of timing of the crops. But, you know, there are big lines and there's going to be many more stores opening. That's all I'm going to do, man, is just tour Colorado and Washington. Alaska's going that way this year, I think. Alaska might happen this year. And if Alaska does it, and if Alaska and Florida do it, because Florida might be in 2016, if they all get on it, that'd be a nice little tour schedule, mm-hmm, those four states. Get every weather possible.
Are you stoned on stage?
What's that?
Are you stoned on stage every time?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I love it.
I can't believe you can do it.
I love it. Well, I'm used to it, for one thing. For a long time, I did a play called The Marijuana Logs, and we get high every night before that, but it was like parody of the Vagina Monologues, so we had scripts in front of us. So you didn't even have to know the words in the show you read. You could just read it. And of course, we'd learned it and didn't really need to read it after a while. But we could also get really high because you didn't have to remember what's coming up. You just turn the page. Oh, I say this now. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And so it was fucking simple to just be high and do that. And now with stand up, I just sort of still do that. And the whole audience knows I'm high. So it's not like it's going to be a letdown to everybody if I forget what I was talking about or something.
I did drugs on stage just a couple of times, never again.
No.
Yeah. I can be drunk, like wasted drunk, and do stand-up comedy.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't do that. That's not my jam.
Andy Haynes does that, the Midnight Run show at midnight, and every comedian has to smoke like right before they go on stage.
I love it.
And it's all, he did it, and I did it at Sketchfest this year in like January, I think it is. Yeah, it was a trip.
Did they bother to check and make sure everyone was medical and that it was legal?
No.
pot topic number two. And this is basically what I was just talking about. These next five states are all in line for either legalization or medical marijuana legalization. That's Alaska, Oregon, Washington, D.C. Those are all legalization, flat out. Mm. And I love all those places, so I'll be happy to visit when it happens. And then Florida and New York are going to possibly go medical. But that's the tipping point for both of those. If they go medical, a few years later, they'll go,
sure,
you know. Because it's just, the money that Colorado's making is just, it's insane.
They have to, I saw this thing about how they have to have, since no banks will deal with them, with the stores, it's purely a cash business. So they have to hire basically like security firms, like guys that were used to be SWAT team guys, just to, you know, go around with the trucks and stuff. Because it's like, it's almost like, you know, drug. I mean, it's almost like it is drugs. no, but it's, you know, it's like drug dealer
it's like
stuff.
Bad
but
drugs.
It's legal. We're still, even though it's legal, they're still having to deal with that violent horseshit.
I think I've said on the show that you know, meth and marijuana are both Schedule I narcotics according to the DEA, but I got that wrong. It's even worse. Meth is number two, and so marijuana is considered worse than meth.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a bummer. And, but they're thinking about changing it. Like,
and is it?
What's his name? What?
Yeah, marijuana's worse than meth.
I'd like you to come on Getting Methed Up with Doug next week. I'll show you the difference.
We're going to strip the paint off a house, then repaint it, strip it off again, then paint it again.
Yeah, I've never even come close to anything meth-like, I don't think.
No, it's.
I've never even tried cocaine.
Never tried it.
Never even tried it. No, I found my thing that I like, and early in my life, I thought it was alcohol, but then eventually I figured out it was weed, and then some alcohol too.
I'm an alcohol person.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I like when you're in a comedy club every night. The guys that don't drink, I don't know how they do it. It's pretty amazing, you know. We're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back with hopefully some Twitter questions for you guys specifically. And then, well, another thing. You'll find out. We'll be right back. Jazz.
I'm Eddie Pepitone, and congratulations, you've met me. Whenever I'm down, I remember the words of my mom. If I ever find out who's been shitting in the meatloaf all these years, they're in big trouble.
Hey, you guys, are you tired of ads about stuff I'm doing? Buy Gateway Doug 2, Forest Fun. Because that's out also now. How do I do all this shit? It's an English comp paper.
Okay. What should the topic? Okay.
So what should the topic be for the English comp paper?
English what paper?
Comp.
What's a comp?
I don't know, and I'm one of you people. Yeah, composition. Oh, that's that fucking helps.
Easy. Just did some
English composition.
Mark Twain, any of them. Off you go.
Yeah.
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain. I was going to go Edgar Allan Poe.
Wow, have a fun night writing something about Mark Twain.
You won't get the best Mark, but you won't get the worst Mark in the class. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay. Green Monkey Soup wants to know where I got this pipe from, and it's from Chameleon Glass, as are a lot of the pipes I have on the show, because they just send me pipes. Thank you, Chameleon Glass. Slow it down. But thank you. They sent me the biggest box this last time. I couldn't get it into the trunk of the car. It was fucking crazy. Can we see the Guns N' Roses pictures? I feel left out.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
How can we show them the picture? Can we just hold it up to
a
camera?
Hold up to the camera? Would that work?
I don't know. I don't know if that works.
I got to warn you. Axel looks a little scary.
I don't. This is why he doesn't fucking take photos with people. Everyone's mean about him.
I don't want to be mean. I just saw him. And he looks healthy.
Fucking imagine great. What Buckethead looks
like. He looks like a guy in his 50s who's had a good time.
What I'm saying is,
bucket on his
I hate
head.
How that the image that I have of people, you know, gets stuck from, they're like frozen.
Oh, no, no. There's been a 20-year leap.
Now,
do I still like this?
Jim.
You got that? Am I wiggling too much? I'm shaking too much.
No, we got it.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a cool tash. He's wearing a flannelette, and I think he's wearing a Kurt Cobain T-shirt. He's fucking awesome.
That's great.
Where are you headed next, Jim? Do you have any, like, road dates or anything?
I'm in Washington on Friday, and I'm at Foxwoods, Connecticut, or Rhode Island, this casino.
Out there, Foxwoods.
Saturday. And then next
maybe it's in New Jersey?
Montreal on the 25th.
What's that, Montreal?
On the 25th, yeah.
Nice. Just for laughs. Matt Bronger's album and special, Shovel Fighter, is available now. And you're going to be at the Atlanta Improv August 7th through 9th.
Yep.
And the Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis August 12th through the 6th.
Correct. Tomb of Thieves.
Yeah, fun places to go and do
Where
shows.
Where was that last place?
Acme.
There's a place called Acme?
Yeah, Minneapolis. It's like one of the best clubs in America.
Is that where the fucking design, like, for the Acme stuff on Warner Brothers cartoons?
They built stuff for Wile E. Coyote that always failed when he was trying to kill Roadrunner.
Is that where it came from,
also,
that town?
They also opened a comedy club.
But they're more famous for building stuff for Wile E. Coyote.
It's just a name that means the best. A billion people have used. Acme was like a great warrior or something like that. In Grecian times, I'm really screwing the pooch. Or it was a king?
Through
God
it.
Damn it. I blame you.
Where's Foxwoods? Before we go, finish the show, somebody on a computer, where's Foxwoods?
It's Providence, Rhode Island.
That's Connecticut?
Connecticut.
Okay, and then what was the other one?
What?
What were we just trying to think of?
Acme.
Yeah.
In Minneapolis, before that.
What about it?
I never knew there was a place called Acme, and I was excited by the name.
Because you only know it from the cartoons.
I only know it from the cartoons. I didn't think it was an actual place. That was very exciting.
It's just a term that a lot of places call themselves.
It's good
and then they have a nice restaurant next door that's called Styx.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's not, but they've resisted the urge to call it Styx. But now I have
it's
to.
It's next to a comedy club.
Right?
I have to. Because Jewish people go there.
Acme's a fun name, so why not Styx? Oh, but no, it's
humor.
Just Styx. Now's the part of the show where you guys are really, really high, so we're going to let you enjoy a close up magic trick. Yay! Here's Gabe, everybody.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Matt, just reach out and touch a card.
Okay.
Let's do this.
That one, take a look at it. Show it to the
camera. Got it. Yeah.
It's pretty quick. I actually just got some new ink right here on my arm.
That wasn't the card.
Wait for me, everybody. That was a fast
fantastic.
One.
Yeah, it was good, though.
That was fast. Maybe figure out a way to have a little patter at the top of that one. Tell a little story about something, but holy shit, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
All right. come get your cards after the show, and enjoy whatever we've left over if you'd like, Abe. And Doug Loves Movies is coming to San Diego at the House of Blues on July 23rd. Just for Laughs Fest in Montreal, July 25th. Is that what you said, the 25th?
Yes.
Our shows might be at the same time. We might be in competition. And the, it's not a competition. And the Traverse City, but I hate when, you know what I mean? Like I'm on at the same time as somebody
that
I like. Festivals can be frustrating that way. And I'm going to be at the Traverse City Film Festival, which is great because I'm only competing against films, not other, human comics. I'll be there on, July 30th. We do Douglas Movies and Michael Moore, whose festival it is.
I did the comedy participates festival in it. Of Traverse City one, the comedy festival.
Oh, you did it this last February?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's amazing.
It's too cold there then, though.
It's very cold, you can walk out in the lake.
It's beautiful in the summer.
Gorgeous.
Walk out to the lake in the summer.
They put a Ferris wheel in the middle of the street. Stop talking.
Yeah, it's so fun. And I'm doing stand-up at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois on Monday, August 4th. And all of my dates and deets and links are at DougLovesMovies.com. Thank you to Jim Jeffries and to Matt Bronger, the two of the biggest guinea pigs we've had in terms of not really wanting to smoke a ton of weed and probably getting a little too high. Final thoughts, final words.
It's horrible.
I was
horrible experience.
All right. Finally, someone hated the process even more than David Cross. That's nice. And how about you, Matt?
I was freaking out in the beginning, but I feel mellowed and cool. It was actually fun.
There you go. That's the best review I can hope on. It was actually fun.
We understand all day long. Who I feel like I'm rocky. I'm like getting my head straight, you know.
Yeah, no, you came out swinging. You did a good job. You went, you lasted the entire show.
Has anyone not lasted
you
the entire show?
All, how many rounds are there? Three? Huh?
Has anyone not lasted the whole show?
I don't think so. I don't think anybody's like, you know, fallen out of their chair or anything.
Or just been like, I can't.
Well, the Largo one is where people kind of lose it more, but there's a bunch of people on stage and an audience, so they sort of keep it together, but they still lose it more. Well, but they haven't done anything. It's the craziest thing.
I'm
that's
nervous
happened.
About everything I've said.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be available. We archive it immediately.
I love that you say it with such confidence that when you do it, though, and then you go back and go,
It's at Jim Jeffries on Twitter.
Sure.
Yeah. Just comfort him, you guys. Just tell him. And at Matt Bronger.
At Bronger.
Jess Bronger. B-R-A-U-N-G-E-R.
My man.
Thanks a lot, you guys. We'll see you Monday at Largo, and you can watch us Monday live at 9:15 Pacific Standard Time. And then, of course, we'll also see you next Wednesday.
Visit blackoutx.com/Doug for your special offer.